all, we're all here now, Mum. Daddy Pig doesn't fall. Seesaw! Quick, you've got to get the pony to get even faster.
Unicorns! Mummy smells the slug thing.
What does he smell of?
You smell him. Smell him.
You smell him.
He looks like, he smells like daffodils.
Daffodils, is it not lavender?
Yeah, lavender. And the seesaw goes up.
Are you reading the book, Hannah?
What?
Are you reading the book? Oops.
Mum?
Yeah?
Come here.
What?
I've already got that.
You have, haven't you?
I've got that. And I've got that.
You have, Fifi.
So could you get it for me? Do you know where it is?
No, I don't know. Is it in that toy box?
Toy box? I don't know.
I'll have a look in the toy box, see if it's in the toy box.
In this one?
Yes.
And it goes up. And then I'm going to do my ballet.
You have to do your ballet, are you?
Let me watch. I'm
going to
do my
bow. Oh, there's all knots in there, isn't there?
What?
There's all knots in there. Do you want me to undo the knots for you?
A knot?
Yeah.
So what can you do it with it?
I'll take the knots out.
Are you very good at taking knots out?
Yes, I am. How did all these knots get in?
I don't know.
No good, is it?
No, Mum. Thank you. Mummy, do you know you have to sniff? Excuse me, Mummy. Thank you, Mum. Mummy, what happens if you don't say a spade?
I don't know.
You stop.
Oh, is that stop in Spanish? Is that what Dora says?
Yeah, when Abu says, and Abu, and when, and then.
I'll get it down for you.
I can get it down. I've got the bed. Who do you think that? Mummy?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? No, it's a baby. Now I don't know where it's gone.
You don't know where what's gone?
Hey, that Dora thing. I mean, that Fifi thing.
Oh, I don't know, actually. We need to see if we can buy that second one. I don't know when it came out. This might be an old one because there wasn't very many left in the shop when we bought this. Do you mean this? Fifi, Play World.
Yeah.
I should see if that second one's come out, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Because when we went to the shop, there wasn't many left. We had to get the one in the window, so the next one might be out very soon. There's the magazine.
Oh.
But don't know where that magnetic board is, do we?
Magnetic board.
Board. Do you remember the board?
Yeah.
And the toy that you had, what toy was it? It was Fifi, wasn't it?
Which one?
That Fifi.
Yeah. And where's that headband?
I don't know.
I know where it is.
Where? Is it downstairs?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was in your. It was in your thing.
What?
Could you get that pen for me? You know, the food is for Slurpee, not for Stinger, because he's a naughty wasp.
He is a naughty wasp, isn't he?
Why?
Because he's always doing naughty things, isn't he? He doesn't share, and he's always taking things that doesn't belong to him without asking. And he's mean to Slugsy, isn't he?
Mummy.
And Slugsy's supposed to be his best friend.
Mummy, look. Can I do that again?
Yeah.
Mummy, look.
What? I know that's Fifi's cottage, isn't it?
Yeah. Fifi's cottage is in yellow. Now.
It is. And what's it made out of?
What?
What's it made out of?
Yellow.
No, it's made out of a watering can, isn't it?
It's made out of paint. But now I don't know where that thing is.
What thing?
That thing.
Yeah, the spout.
Yeah, but I don't know where the spout is.
No, I don't know where it is either.
Mummy?
Yes, Hannah?
Could you get a blue pencil and that and a yellow colour? So you're going to get a blue colour and a yellow colour, please?
Where from?
From down to the chill. I'll show you where the pens is.
Why do you want a blue and a green pen, Hannah?
No! Could have a pink one and that colour could have.
Oh, you want to colour that in?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, could you get me a pink, blue and yellow, please?
I don't know where they are.
Oh, they're in the cupboard downstairs. In the dining room.
Do I have to get them?
Mummy!
What?
Give me that.
Please.
I said give me that because it's mine.
I know, but you still have to say please, don't you?
Oh, I forgot.
Eh? Still nice to say please, isn't it?
Yeah. What happens if you say give me that?
That's not nice, is it? That's not nice manners, is it?
No.
That's not being a polite girl.
What do you have to say?
You say, can I have that, please?
Can I have that, please?
That's it. There you go. Of course you can. And then you say, thank you.
Thank you.
Good girl.
Mummy, what happens if you say, give me that?
No, it's not nice, is it? It's rude, isn't it? It's not nice manners, is it?
No. What happens if you say, what happens if you take it off people?
That's snatching.
Yeah.
And that's not nice. And you say, you mustn't snatch. That's not nice. That's what you say, don't you?
Hey, Mummy, do you know, when Jamie doesn't have a shower, your hair might get knots in your hair.
Yeah, he'll get knots in his hair, won't he? But Jamie doesn't have as much hair as you, does he?
I know he doesn't.
Mummy and Hannah have long hair, don't they?
No.
But Jamie doesn't have long hair.
Yeah, he... If you got long hair, you had to use a brush. And if you got short hair, you use a comb. Mm.
Comb.
Comb.
That's it. And Dad have got short hair as well, haven't they?
Yeah. Daddy?
Yeah. Daddy's got short hair, hasn't he?
Boys have short hair.
Yay! Wow, look at that!
It's going round and round.
It is, that's very clever. That's very nice dancing, twirling, isn't it?
But this is twirling.
What have you been? What did you do at ballet, Hannah?
I didn't go to ballet yesterday
Is it stuck?
No, I can't get it. There.
You did it.
Now I'm going to tie it up so the animals don't break it. Mom?
Yeah?
Are you asleep?
No.
Where are you?
I'm just resting.
Resting?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to sleep. What happens if you're not feeling well?
You have to rest. You have to lie down and rest, don't you?
Mummy, what happens if you're under the covers?
You go to sleep. What are you doing, hun?
Just doing this.
Have Jamie and Adam been playing nicely with you today?
Yeah, but Jamie has been mean, hasn't he?
Has he been mean to you again?
No.
Oh.
He's always been mean.
He's always been mean.
He's always been mean to Adam.
Oh, right. Has he been nice to you?
No.
No? What did he do?
He always said, go out!
Does he? That's not nice, is it?
No, you have to... Mummy?
Yes, Hannah?
When you come in my bedroom, I have to say, and you know people, when they're out, you have to say the secret word.
No.
It's called, abracadabra.
Really? Is that the secret word to get into your bedroom?
Mm.
Wow.
And then you have to say, abracadabra.
Okay. I better remember that then, hadn't I? When I come in your bedroom.
Mummy, what have I made?
I don't know. What have you made?
A push-up.
Oh. That's very tangled up, isn't it?
What?
So that's all very tangled up.
Yeah.
Tangled your ribbon around your bead toy.
Yeah. So, do you know when the animals grab it with their sharp teeth? You have to pull it.
I see.
Then you have to lift it up so it can get on my bed.
Right. But there's not much room on your bed.
What?
There isn't very much room on your bed, is there? Because you've got lots of toys on your bed already, haven't you? Don't put it on your bed, Hannah.
Why?
Because I don't want it on your bed. It belongs on the floor. That lives on the floor, not on your bed.
But if it wants to.
It doesn't want to. It likes to live on the floor.
Mummy, do you know it's crying?
Is it crying? Why is it crying?
Because it wants to see its mother.
Where's its mother?
His mother is... Do you know it's mummy? Because his mom... Because he's gone in the cloud and baby Jesus is...
I'm just going to tell the boys to keep the voices down.
I'm with you. Mum!
Sorry, Dan, why is it crying?
What?
Why is it crying? Where's its mother?
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the girl is in the cloud and his mother and daddy.
Yeah. Girl is in the clouds, and is mummy and daddy
in? Shall I get that picture?
No, you don't need to get that picture.
Mummy, do you know I would just get a mirror?
No, you stay in here with mummy.
Do you know? You see, he went on in my bed.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to say, where's my little baby gone? Now keep your eyes shut. Okay, Mum?
Mm-hmm.
Keep them very tight,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Keep them shut tight.
Yeah. And alive.
No. Because I've made all the beds already, Hannah. I don't want to be spending all day making them again.
Mummy.
What?
But I just made my bed already when it was morning.
No, that was yesterday. I made it today.
Mm-hmm. Mummy, when me and Katie was in my bed, mm-hmm. we just made a mess.
Yeah. You made a mess of the whole bedroom, didn't you?
Ow. Do you know what?
What?
When do you not feel very well?
Me? I'm okay.
Are you better?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Say yes or no.
Is Hannah okay?
I am okay.
You're not poorly, are you?
No, I'm better.
Good.
Mummy?
Yeah?
Stay here with me.
Right.
You have to.
Do I?
Yes.
Why?
Because. Because you're my... Because you love me, don't you?
I do love you, darling. I love you very, very much.
Do you?
Yeah.
Very, 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 very much.
Yep. Lots and lots and lots, sir.
That building.
What are you doing?
Just fixing this one. Blah.
You want to go back to ballet, Hannah?
No.
No? Why?
Because I don't.
Do you not like ballet?
Charlotte's going to be there.
Well, the thing is, Charlotte's in a different class now. Because Charlotte's a bit older, isn't she? Because Charlotte's older than you, she's got to go into a big girl's class.
Oh.
I know. But Nancy will be there.
But Nancy just made a mess
around when they can be
found.
But Nancy what? Nancy what?
She made a mess.
She made a mess?
Yeah, with my phone.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Your Lily Kelly phone. Mm.
Mummy. Is it number 3?
Hmm.
What?
Yeah, it looks like number 3, doesn't it? You're a clever girl.
Is it number 0?
Yeah, now it's number 0, isn't it?
Now what is it?
Don't know.
It's a guess.
Don't know.
It's a guess.
Number 8.
No.
Don't know.
It's
number Hannah.
No. What's that sound?
Is it the toy that you've got behind your back?
No.
No.
I'm making something behind my back.
Want to come and lie and talk to Mummy?
Shall we play games?
No, let's lie and talk.
No.
Why?
I made nothing.
Oh.
I'm going to make something extra special. Mummy, you have to guess. It's a Ponyville.
It's Ponyville.
Yeah, it's a Ponyville.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Mum.
What, Anna?
Don't say my gosh.
What do you say then? That's what you say when you see Ponyville.
You've got to put it.
Does Anna want to go on the telly? What? Do you want to go on the telly, Anna?
Well, how could I get into the telly?
A special camera.
I can't get in from special camera.
You want to go on Sheila's Wheels and sing with the ladies on Sheila's Wheels?
Yeah. whales.
Yeah. But go sing with them.
I think we're
going
to explore.
We're going to explore. Yeah. Can you sing that song?
Which song?
Sheila's Wheels.
I don't know how to sing it, Mum.
You do.
How do you sing it? You have to do it loud like this. Okay, do it. Did it wrong.
Oh, do you not know it?
No.
Never mind. What songs do you know then?
I know the Dora song. Dora, Dora, the Explorer. Dora! Dora, Dora.
That's beautiful.
I know how to sing the Fifi. Fifi! The flower tops. Fifi! Forget me not. Fifi! Forget me not. Was it lovely singing?
It was lovely singing that, yes.
Fifi! The flower tops. Fifi! The go like this. Fifi, the flower tops. 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 Fifi 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 the flower tops.
Oh, you're a noisy one, aren't you?
I'm going to make a picture of you.
Are you? Okay then.
Now. What do I need to do first?
My head?
Is it that small?
Yeah. I think my head's that small.
What is it that big?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's round and little.
Right. I want to go to the shops. Should we go to the shops, Hannah? And should we go to the shops?
Which shop?
Go to the shop and see if there's another Fifi magazine.
See?
Mmm.
I know how to draw a magazine.
I might go to the big shops and see if they've got another Fifi magazine.
Can I go with you?
Do you want to come with me?
In a minute.
In a minute.
I'm going now.
No, in a bit.
In a bit. Mm. Ow. My foot.
Did you bang your foot?
No, I just banged my back.
What's that?
I don't know. I think you have to draw around it.
You can do what you want.
I'm going to draw around it. Could you help me, Mum?
No, oh, you can do it by yourself.
Now what, Mum? Let's down. Ask a big wizard. Mum, is that lovely? Is it lovely?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mummy.
What, Anna?
How do you think? I think I'm going to draw this. I'm going to draw around it, Blue. I'm going to draw around it.
Do you know what shape it is?
Yeah.
What shape?
Lots of circles. Could you do lots of circles? Mummy, how is that?
Very good, Emma.
Is it the same as this?
It is, isn't it?
No.
Oh. You're a very clever girl. Are you very good at drawing shapes?
Shall I draw Sandy?
From SpongeBob?
No, Sandy.
Sandy the squirrel?
Yes, Sandy the squirrel.
Oh, okay.
Oops!
What happened?
Look. Oh. Good night, Mum.
Good night, Anne.
Good night, Hannah Cowley. Say good night.
Good night.
Hannah Cowley.
Hannah Cowley.
I think we need some covers. Why don't we use this blanket?
So you can put it over me.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look. No,
I think I'm a bit too big, aren't I?
Yeah, why don't I get another one? It would be different than the smallest one.
Where are you going to go? Are you trapped?
What?
Are you trapped in here? No, it's alright, I'm alright, Hannah. Tell you what, there might be a blanket in that cupboard.
A big one. Shall we have a look?
Have you found some?
Yeah, I found one. Shall I see if it's big and healthy?
Big and healthy?
I mean big and to keep you warm.
Okay then.
Capella, poo.
Is that it?
Let's see. Capella, poo.
Perfect.
Yeah. What's that?
What?
That.
My arm.
No, that. Is it your sleeves?
Yes.
Now I have to do something to your footies.
Do you know what?
So your foots don't get cold. There.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Is that very kind of me?
It is. You're such a kind girl, aren't you?
I'm not a naughty girl.
No, you're not a naughty girl, are you?
Capella, poo, poo. Poo, capella, poo, capella, poo, poo. Mummy, I found it an elephant.
Oh, could you not find it?
No, I didn't. Saw it in my cupboard.
Oh.
Where do we play with this? This is a good game.
No, it's too noisy.
You help me name the colors? Press the button. Yellow.
too noisy. I can't rest if it's too noisy. Play with it later, okay? Why don't you read me a story? I'd really like that.
So it goes away?
Yeah, good. Could you read me a story?
Okay, Mum.
That would make me feel better.
Mummy, should I ever read that one?
Anyone you want.
I'm going to read you this one.
Okay, then.
Capella pool. That was not what they wanted. Mummy, do you know I'm going to sleep over there?
Over where?
Over there near the pram.
Are you?
Yeah. And you're going to sleep on my bed.
Oh.
Mummy.
Yeah? Oh, sorry.
Don't like that.
Okay. I can't wait to hear my story.
Once upon a time, the hat was blowing away. And a mouse made a mouse. Mummy, look.
Ooh.
It made a mouse.
He made a snow mouse, hasn't he?
What?
He's made a snow mouse, hasn't he?
Who? Him?
Yeah.
He made it. One day, Santa was riding on his sleigh. And with a reindeer jink. And one day, jingle, 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 jingle. Next time, Santa brought presents.
Lots and lots of presents.
Ho, 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 ho. Do you want to hear it again?
Okay.
Huh? I'm supposed to do it again. And next thing to celebrate, begin. Oh, come on, mummy, dance. Come on, mummy, dance. Capella, poo, capella, poo, poo, poo. Capella, poo, capella. Mummy, dance!
Yeah.
Why?
Too tired to dance, Emma.
Dum dee dum dee dum. Do you not like me?
I love you. I'm too tired and poorly to dance.
Mummy, what?
That was a lovely story you read.
So now you have to go to sleep.
Do I?
Yes. Mummy,
yes,
do you know? Mummy, yonder's my mummy and I'm the mummy too.
Oh, okay then.
Santa isn't coming today.
Is he not?
No.
Why?
Because...
Have I been naughty?
No, you haven't.
So why isn't Santa coming?
Because he's not feeling well.
Oh, is he poorly as well?
Are you poorly?
Mm-hmm.
I think Santa is cross.
He's cross?
Yeah, because all the children's played for a long time.
Oh dear.
So that's why he's cross.
Were they not doing as they were told?
No.
Not go to bed when they were told to go to bed?
No.
Well, that's not very good, is it?
No. So they have to stay in bed, don't they, Mum? No one goes in. No, Mummy's going baby's bed, because that would be naughty.
Do you think Santa will keep all the toys at home?
Mm-hmm.
Will he not bring the toys to the children?
No. No, the children are going to be naughty. But all the... Mr. Dillon's all talent. Mr. Dillon.
Hannah, what are you doing? Stop banging the doors, darling.
Santa isn't going today, Mum. Now, you have to go to sleep early. You have to go to sleep early, Mum.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, Mum.
Good night, Mum.
Are we sleeping? Are we all asleep?
What?
Are we all asleep?
I think she wants to go to sleep.
Why is she going to go to sleep?
Because she wants to cover.
No, where?
What?
Where?
There you go, Mum. Right. There you go. Thank you. You're welcome. Now, Mummy, if you call me, I will just be right down there. So, good night, Mum.
Good night, Han. Is everybody asleep?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but Lala doesn't want to go to sleep.
Does she not?
No.
Why?
Because she's hot. Yeah, that's better for Lala. No, she's not. Not getting even hotter. Okay, Lala. I think she's afraid. I think she's afraid of the dark. There's no need to be afraid. She always comes to see you. Everyone doesn't like me anymore. Of course they do. They're your best friend. Thank you for my best friend. I will just play with them. But I will play with them.
It's all very quiet, isn't it?
What?
It's all very quiet. Pardon?
Slide down.
I am. Just 1 minute.
Behind your back.
Why are you whispering it now? You've been shouting your head off a minute ago.
Ben Gazelle, where are you? Here I am. How do you do?
Lovely singing. Come on, let's get your pyjamas on now, please.
Rubby rink, where are you? Here I am. How do you do?
Come here.
Baby small, where are you? Here I am, how do you do?
Come here, baby small.
Behind your back.
No, come here, baby small, let's get your pyjamas on, please.
I'm baby small, and you're Ruby Ring.
Ruby Ring?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get your pyjamas on and then we'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gorgeous, aren't you?
Mummy?
Yes, darling.
Why don't I sing the song, Don't You Dance?
Because Mummy's not feeling well, is she? So.
Why?
Because I'm feeling poorly. Come on.
Mummy, why don't I help you dance?
No, because Mummy doesn't want to be dancing. Mummy just wants to be sitting nicely.
Okay, you can listen to my song.
Oh, yes, please. Can I listen to your song?
Yes, of course you can.
Let me undo that for you.
I like to wear my bubble in.
Do you? Yeah. You're so pretty with your bubble in, don't you? Who's a pretty girl? How has it gone?
Here.
Ah, we'll put it up there and you can put it in your hair tomorrow, yeah? You want to wear it tomorrow?
Wear it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mummy, do you want...
Listen to my song.
Well,
put your gym jams on first, and then I'll listen to your song.
Oh, my bum. My little bum hurts. Where are you? Here I am. How good do you do?
Okay, stand up.
Robbie ring, where are you? Here I am. How do you do? Now I'm from a granddad bought Disney my pajamas.
You did? Grandad bought them for you, didn't he?
Grandad that with no way.
Okay.
Mummy, why don't you listen to my story?
Your story? You gonna tell me another story?
No! Can you listen to my song?
Yes.
You have to listen to my song.
Okay then.
Okay, sit down.
Where shall I sit? Can I sit on your bed?
No.
Oh. Sit here. Okay.
No. Well, now you can listen to my song.
Okay, I'm listening to your song.
But don't even dance.
Okay.
And don't even move.
Okay.
Don't move your head. Don't even move your eyes.
Okay.
Don't move your eyes. Like that.
Okay.
Okay, done. I saw you done it.
I was just looking at you. You're moving. Okay, I won't move now. Can I blink?
No.
Oh.
And you can't cry and you won't be cross. Stay still and don't even talk. I'm not talking.
I'm waiting for you to sing.
Baby smile.
Can't hear you.
Baby smile. Where? I mean... Baby small, where are you? Here I am. How do you do? Behind your back. Bingazzle, where are you? Here I am. How do you do?
My goodness, you're a noisy one, aren't you?
Shall I do it again?
Well, how about sing a different song?
Why don't I sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? How I wonder what you are.
Okay then.
We need to pick
up. You want to sing Sheila's Wheels?
Yeah, Sheila's Wheels.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
The lady's
doing it. No! The lady needs it.
Enjoy their cars.
Enjoy their cars.
Sheila's Wheels.
No! Sheila's Wheels.
The superstars. I don't know the rest, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the shoes and sinker, the shoes and cut down. See?
Lovely.
See your wheels are coming. Why don't you say shoes, wheels, and the castle? See your wheels on the castle. See your wheels on the castles.
Are you making things up now?
I'm going to say, see your wheels on the car. In a big shoemobile. In a big shoemobile.
Shoemobile?
No, in a big shoemobile.
Right, Sheila-mobile.
Yeah, a pink one. Just pink.
Just pink. Do you like pink?
Yeah.
You don't.
I do.
You like blue.
No, I don't. You like purple.
I do like purple.
You like grey.
No, I don't like grey.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
What colour are your curtains?
Pink. Purple.
That's right.
And you need to say what colour?
What colour's your princess canopy?
Where?
What colour's that?
That?
Yeah.
That part is yellow.
Yep.
And that part is pink.
That's right. Is that your princess bed?
You have to say how old? Where is that butterfly?
What butterfly?
That butterfly.
Up there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to reach it.
You're not able to reach it, it's too high up.
I can reach it by moving.
No, Hannah, don't mess the room up because I've tidied it all up now. Because it's your bedtime soon. That's Maisie Mouse, isn't it?
Why don't I eat? Could you get that for me?
What? No, we're not doing that.
I'm going to read you some Those are the instructions for my game.
The instructions for your game? What game? Let me have a look.
For my doll again.
Oh, right.
Could you open it?
No, we don't need to look at it now. We'll look at it tomorrow.
Oh, what?
I thought you were going to read me a story.
Why don't I read? This is called a humpback whale. That's a humpback whale.
It is a humpback whale. Do you want me to read it to you?
I can read it.
It's called The Snail and the Whale.
The Snail and the Whale. One day, the whale was gone. In an early way, something was wrong in the beach. Someday, a cat came!
A cat came?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was on the craft. Then, the whale came for a long time. Then,
lots of snails.
A snail?
Yeah, there's lots of snails, aren't there?
One day it got darker and darker, and the humpback whale started to stay awake. And it has to. Look what the snail did to his tail.
He's crawling on the whale's tail, isn't he?
Why?
I don't know. Should we read the story and we'll find out?
I know why he's doing it. The humpback whale is looking at it.
I think the humpback whale's showing the snail lots of things, isn't it?
But something else. There were sharks. And sharks are very, very, very dangerous.
They are.
And you might hurt yourself. But boats came. And it's a thunderstorm.
It is a thunderstorm, isn't it?
Why is it a thunderstorm?
I don't know.
Because children are afraid of thunderstorms.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of thunderstorms?
No, when I'm a mummy.
Pardon? Not when you're a mummy?
No. One day the whale stopped and went in his hand.
Oh dear.
Mummy, what happened to it?
I don't know. It's on the sand, isn't it?
Why?
I don't know. It's called beached. When whales are on the sand, they're called beached whales. And it's not good because they can't survive. So they have to go to back to the water. Should we read it and find out?
No. Oh. What are they two doing?
Those are firemen and they're spraying water on the whale to keep him cool.
To keep him
cool. Because whales need water. Otherwise they'll die. What? You need to go back in the water.
No, what happens if they don't have water?
They die.
Hey, what's that man doing?
I think he's digging a hole, isn't he? So that they can get the whale back into the water. Look at all these books that you've got. Let's have a look. You've got that one, haven't you? The Gruffalo's Child. The Gruffalo. A Squash and a Squeeze. You've got that one.
But I've not got that
Oh, one monkey puzzle, you've got that one as well, haven't you?
Have I got that one?
The smartest giant, I don't think you do.
Have I got that one?
Room on the broom, nope, you don't have that one either.
Have I got that one?
Yeah, that's the one you're looking at now. Should we read it? Please can we read it?
Well, should I read it? Squat and a squeeze! Mm-hmm. Mum, I don't know where that one is.
No, we don't know where it is. Is that your favourite book, Squash and a Squeeze?
Yeah.
Oh, should we read this one? Please, can I read this one to you? And then we can find out what happens to the whale and the snail.
I'll find them on. Look what happened when it was dark. Oh. What happened?
I don't know. If you let me read it, we'll find out. Should we read it and find out? Come on, let's find out.
No.
I'd really like to know.
Why don't I read? I'll put this one behind my back. Then why don't we read this one?
No, I don't want to read that one.
But I like it.
You read it then. You read that one and I'll read this one.
No.
Okay.
You're not reading a story. Why don't we play a game?
No, because it's bedtime soon.
I like to play a game.
Yeah, we can play a game tomorrow. It's bedtime, but Daddy's bought your milk now. Your milk's up there. So shall I read that story and then you can have your milk?
Well, I'm going to read a different story.
What story do you want to read?
No, you. I want you to read. I want you to read this one.
No, it's too long. That's a very big book, that, Hannah.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, because we'll be here all night. We won't finish that till tomorrow morning if we read that.
But if you need to read it a smaller time, I can go to bed.
This is a tale of a tiny snail
and a
great big grey black humpback whale. Alright, then what do you want then?
I want you to read something else.
What do you want?
I want you to read that one.
What one?
That one.
Spot.
Yeah, that one isn't long.
I'll get Spot out then.
Spot's bedtime story. What's that one?
Sweet Dream Spot.
I want Spot to follow his nose. No, I will find Spot to follow his nose. I want to...
Ruffalo's Child.
No. This one. I want that one.
We've got some lovely stories here. How to Catch a Star. Did we ever read that book?
Which book?
How to Catch a Star. Whoopsie, that
one. I don't want that one. Daddy gave it to me, but didn't want it.
How about this one? Good Night Days on Earth. Have you found it yet?
I found that one, but I want it.
You want Spot finds a key?
Mummy, read it to me. Please, Mummy. Could you read it to me?
Okay. Oh, there it is. That's what I was looking for.
Are they the same?
They are.
Why?
I don't know how we managed that. This one's got a hard cover, and this one's got a soft cover. But it's exactly the same book.
Yeah. See?
It is, isn't it?
The same.
Yeah.
I found this one. Mummy, you have to read it.
Do you want to read that one?
Yeah.
Come on then.
Why don't we read this one?
Okay then.
That one's a hard.
So you want Spot finds a key?
Spot finds a key.
It's here, it's here.
Oh, Spot finds a key. Mummy, you know that's the one.
Okay. Just make sure we got the first page. Yes.
What's that? That is Spot.
It is Spot. Spot the snow dog, isn't it?
It.
Right. Spot was playing in the garden. He saw something shining on the path. What's that? He said. It's a key. Perhaps it's a key to the garden shed, said a bird. Let's see, said Spot. He tried to put the key in the lock of the garden shed, but it was too small. Dad might know where this key comes from, said Spot. Here he is. I'll ask him. But Sam was in a hurry. Sorry, Spot, I can't stop now. I'm looking for something. Oh, well, said Spot, I'll try indoors. Perhaps it's the key to Mum's jewellery box.
Jewellery box?
Yeah. That's where mummies keep their jewellery, like rings and necklaces and things like that. He tried to put the key in the lock of Sally's jewellery box, but it was too big. I'll ask Mum, said Spot. Mum, do you know what? Sally didn't stop to listen. Sorry, Spot, I must go and help Dad. I'll be back in a minute. Perhaps it's the key to the desk, thought Spot. He tried to put the key in the lock of the desk.
There?
Yeah. The key was the right size, but it wouldn't turn. Nearly, but not quite, said Spot. This game is fun. Where else shall I try? Perhaps it's the key to the kitchen cupboard. What?
There.
Yeah, that's the kitchen cupboard, isn't it? He put the key in the lock of the kitchen cupboard. It was the right size and it turned the lock, but it didn't open the cupboard. Oh, said Spot disappointed. What else can there be? Hello, I wonder why Dad's left his toolbox on the floor. Now that's got a lock. Spot put the key in the lock of the toolbox. It's the right size and it turns and it opens the toolbox. Just then, Sally and Sam came in. Dad, said Spot, I found the key of the toolbox. Well done, Spot, said Sally. That is clever, said Sam, because we didn't even tell you what we were looking for.
Mary, look.
Yeah, that's Spot in the woods.
Spot in the woods. What's that? Got.
Okay, we've read that story. Can I read, do you want to read this story now? Can I read this story?
No.
Why do I want this story?
You're
going to sleep now, but you might really like the story because it's like the Gruffalo child and it's like a monkey puzzle and a squash and a squeeze. Want to read it?
No.
No. Right, should we go and say goodnight to Daddy then? You going to say goodnight to Daddy? Should we put these blankets away? And you're going to put that apron away as well?
I don't want to. You.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm now going to take that book in my bedroom. I'm going to read that book.
Which one?
A Snail and a Whale. I'm going to read it in my bedroom.
Why?
Because I want to know what happens with a snail and the whale.
Can I also do it?
You want me to listen to it?
Yeah.
Shall I read it then?
What are you going to read? Why don't you read Snail and the Whale?
I am going to read The Snail and the Whale.
Mama, why don't you sit down? Now drink my milk.
Because that milk's when you go to sleep, isn't it? Hey? Do you want to listen to the story?
Just a little bit.
Okay, well you put it back and I'll read it. If you drink all that milk, you'll have nothing to go to sleep with. You're going to go to sleep without your milk. Hey? You can try if you want. I don't mind. If you want to drink it now. And then you're going to go to sleep with no milk?
I'll leave it here.
Okay, shall I read the story then?
Mummy, don't sit on my bed. Just sit on the floor.
Can I not just sit on the end of the bed?
No.
Oh. Do you want me to read it out loud?
What?
Do you want to listen to it?
Why don't I don't see the page, then you read it.
Okay, but do you want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a tale of a tiny snail and a great big grey blue humpback whale. Yeah. This is a rock as black as soot, and this is a snail with an itchy foot.
An itchy foot.
The sea snail slithered all over the rock and gazed at the sea and the ships in the dock. And as she gazed, she sniffed and sighed. The sea is deep and the world is wide. How I long to sail, said the tiny snail.
Hey, Mummy.
What, Dad?
Is it deep?
Yeah, it's very deep.
Why?
Because it's the ocean. It's the seaside.
Mummy, do you know, Dr. Foster went to Gloucester in a shower of rain.
He stepped
in a puddle.
Right. Up to his
middle
and never went back again. That's right. Did you learn that in nursery?
Yeah. Do you know, Miss Dr. Foster went to Gloucester in a shower of rain.
He stepped?
No.
Oh.
He stepped in a puddle and right to his middle, and he never went there again.
Lovely. These are the other snails in the flock who all stuck tight to the smooth black rock and said to the snail with the itchy foot, "Be quiet, don't wriggle, sit still, stay put." But the tiny sea snail sighed and sniffed and cried, "I've got it! I'll hitch a lift." This is the trail of the tiny snail, a silvery trail that looped and curled and said, "Lift wanted around the world." This is the whale who came one night when the tide was high and the stars were bright. A humpback whale, immensely long, who sang to the snail a wonderful song of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves. And this is the tale of the humpback whale. He held it out to the starlit sea and said to the snail, "Come sail with me." This is the sea so wild and free that carried the whale and the snail on his tail to towering icebergs and far-off lands with fiery mountains and golden sands.
Mummy, what's that?
That's a turtle.
A sea turtle.
Yeah.
Mummy, do you know sea turtles? Because sea turtles are great swimmers.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is it a leatherback sea turtle, do you think?
Yeah, a leatherback sea turtle.
Wow, and what's that?
Oh, that's the one that's in Monkey Puzzle.
Do you think so?
Yeah, but...
Do you know what that is? A macaw?
Yeah, a macaw. That's in Go, Diego, Go. I mingle to the beach with my friends. Mummy, do you know? I saw that in Once a Pet.
Did you? Dolphins?
Yeah.
Wow, all these animals that are in the programs you watch. These are the waves that arched and crashed, that foamed and frolicked and sprayed and splashed, the tiny snail on the tail of the whale. These are the caves beneath the waves, where stripy fish with feathery fins and sharks with hideous toothy grins swam round the whale and the snail on his tail. Do you know what that is?
An octopus.
An octopus, that's right.
Octopuses can be very dangerous.
Can they? What do they do?
They sting you.
Do they? That's not nice, is it?
And then they turn worms into hooks.
They turn worms into hooks, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And then the worm goes into the worm.
Wormhole?
Yeah, the wormhole.
Right.
And when you don't want to go, you just shut it.
Right, I see. Do you know what that is?
What?
Do you know what they are?
Crabs.
Crabs, that's right.
Crabs nip you.
Yeah, so they go nip, nip.
Nip, nip.
Snap, snap. This is the sky, so vast and high. Sometimes sunny and blue and warm. Sometimes filled with a thunderstorm. With zigzag lightning, flashing and frightening, the tiny snail on the tail of the whale.
Do you know snails aren't afraid of thunderstorms?
No, they're not, are they?
No.
What?
Look.
It's a bear, isn't it? And she gazed at the sky, the sea, the land, the waves and the caves and the golden sand. She gazed and gazed, amazed by it all. And she said to the whale, I feel so small. But then came the day the whale lost his way. These are the speedboats running a race, zigging and zooming all over the place, upsetting the whale and their ear-splitting roar, making him swim too close to the shore. This is the tide slipping away, and this is the whale lying beached in a bay. Quick, off the sand, back to sea, cried the snail. I can't move on land. I'm too big, moaned the whale. The snail felt helpless and terribly small. Then, I've got it, she cried, and started to crawl. I must not fail, said the tiny snail. This is the bell on the school in the bay, ringing the children in room for their play. This is the teacher holding her chalk, telling the class, sit straight, don't talk. This is the board as black as soot, and this is the snail with the itchy foot. A snail, a snail! The teacher turns pale. Look, says the children, it's leaving a trail. This is the trail of the tiny snail, a slivery trail saying, save the whale.
Save the whale.
These are the children running from school, fetching the firemen, digging a pool, squirting and spraying to keep the whale cool. This is the tide coming into the bay, and these are the villagers shouting, hooray! As the whale and the snail tree. Yes?
Hey, why are the children saying hooray?
Because the whale's back in the water.
Hey, Mummy, but how did the whale get back into the water?
Because the tide came back into the bay, didn't it? And they were... Do you remember the firemen are spraying water on the whale to keep him cool, and they're digging a hole so there's water underneath him and on top of him? Because if he's out of the water, he'll die. And the sea, this is the bay, and this is the water that's coming into the bay. And now it's all filled with water, so he can go back swimming out into the sea. As the whale and the snail travel safely away, back to the dock and the flock on the rock, who said, how time's flown,
look,
and haven't you grown? And the whale and the snail told their wonderful tale of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves, and how the snail, so small and frail, with a loopy, curly, silvery trail, saved the life of the humpback whale. Then the humpback whale held out his tail, and on crawled snail after snail after snail.
Is it finished yet?
Almost. And they sang to the sea as they all set sail on the tail of the grey blue humpback whale.
Is it finished?
It's finished, yeah. Look at all the snails on the tail of the whale.
Not the snail.
Lots of snails.
You're too many.
Yeah. Can you count them? Do you want to count them?
One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9!
9! Clever girl! Right, let's go and say goodnight to Daddy now. And then you can have your milk. Shall I tell Daddy to come upstairs?
What?
Do you want me to tell Daddy to come upstairs, or are you going to come downstairs?
Why don't I hide?
No, you're not hiding, it's bedtime. Shall I tell Daddy to come upstairs then?
Can I come with you?
Yeah, come on then.
I'm bringing my monkey with me.
Okay.
Because I'm not...